Welcome to the Faith and Life Advent Devotional Podcast Series featuring daily devotions from the book Living Every Day as Christmas Eve. You can find the book on Amazon.com or visit us at SchulteConsulting.com. You are important to us, and we'd love to hear from you about how this devotional podcast helped you grow deeper in your spiritual life. As you spend time listening, whether in individual devotion, in study with your small group, or in worship as a church body, think about your Christian life in a new way, a way that eagerly looks for the second coming of our Lord, like a child anticipating Christmas on Christmas Eve. Each scripture verse, read by Kimberly Poole, prayer by Jermaine Griffith, and devotion by me, John Schulte, has been selected with the hope that you will find a positive, practical Christian message that helps you in your living every day as Christmas Eve.
2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 2, 3, 4, 5, and 7. In the midst of a very severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able and even beyond their ability. Entirely on their own, they urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the Lord's people. And they exceeded our expectations. They gave themselves first of all to the Lord, and then by the will of God also to us. But since you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in the love we have kindled in you, see that you also excel in this grace of giving.
Michael Phelps is the greatest competitive swimmer and most decorated Olympian of all time, who over the course of his Olympic career won 28 medals. There's no doubt that he is certainly blessed as a phenomenal athlete. I do not know his religious views, but Phelps' amazing success and ability to excel at his sport reminds me of the church in Corinth. The ancient Greek city-state of Corinth was a successful Roman trading center at St. Paul's time, and the Corinthian church mirrored the city's success. St. Paul tells us that they excelled in everything, yet they missed a very important faith principle, one often stated like this, "Blessed to be a blessing." The Corinthian church had been blessed with success, yet they had not learned to be a blessing to others. St. Paul used the poor Macedonian churches as a striking example to teach this principle to Corinth. These churches in northern Greece had not experienced the same rich blessings as Corinth, and yet they excelled in this grace of giving, and out of extreme poverty, they gave generously to others. The point is, whether you are as successful as Michael Phelps or as poor as the Macedonian churches, the principle still applies. You are blessed to be a blessing. Today, in this time of devotion, give yourself first to God. And as the old hymn says, count your blessings, name them one by one. Then ask, as another hymn says, Lord, make me a blessing to someone today.
Father, we ask for your divine blessing to rest upon ourselves and others. We desire to encourage and comfort all those who belong to you. We look to the ancient blessing in the book of Numbers to help us understand the purpose of a blessing and what to ask for in our prayers. You taught your priest to say, Lord, please bless and protect us, smile upon us, be gracious unto us, show us your favor and give us peace. We pray this blessing today, ever grateful to be in your presence.
Schulte Consulting Services, educational growth and business development.